Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to the digital space.
You're here with us now.
Oh, fuck, dude. Whoa.
Slow down, whoa.
Hey, what pill?
Ryan, dude, slow down.
How the fuck did we get in here? What the hell's going on?
Dude.
Okay,
who,
that's better.
Who dosed my tater leftovers?
I'm inside a computer?
You got dosed?
Shit, dude, that's not fucking funny.
That guy right there, the one, the quiet... The fucking Russian spy sneaking around over here.
God. What pill did you slip?
He's a G-man.
I'm here to keep everything in order.
Did you red pill us? What is it? Is that when the Matrix takes over your mind?
Yeah, that's when they find you. Yep.
That's when you. That's a tracer program.
That's what all those posts were about.
Red pill's a tracer program.
Anyways, Cyber Monday cast, y'all. How's it going?
Well, wait. What the fuck?
We should clarify
this will go up on Digital Tuesday.
Yeah. Digital Tuesday.
So either way, you win. But if this doesn't go
but
up...
But we're filming it on fucked up Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's actually... I think today is Bloody Sunday.
Bloody Sunday. Oh, that makes sense.
And we want to make sure this goes up before fucked up Wednesday. That's what we're...
Yeah,
so
that's
we're
right.
Just trying to keep on schedule.
Now so. You're on schedule. Now the Chrome T-Rexes are running. That's
beautiful.
A sign of everything's good in the hood, y'all.
Right.
Welcome to the cast.
Is that what you see? I don't even see that.
Theme song.
Welcome back to this virtual paradise. I bet that's not the first time you've heard that today.
Been spending most of my life living in a virtual paradise.
Mm.
You ever heard that song?
Yeah. But not with that spin.
Dopio?
It's pretty good
stuff. Like it's like Coolio parody. Look up Dopio. Modern day Coolio parody.
I'm Every Bonsai Buddy. Parody of I'm Every Woman by Whitney Houston. Just, we're doing weird stuff.
We're all about bringing back Bonsai Buddy.
Yeah, we've been promoting it a lot lately.
It's a good app. Well, it's not even an app. It's
not even an app.
It was the first app.
The first application.
Proto app. Yeah.
What if there pre-app. Is a Bonsai Buddy app for your phone you didn't realize?
What the fuck are you?
Whoa.
Hey, Ghost Man.
Are you an
what
advertisement?
The fuck?
I am Kevin Bacon in Hollow Man.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's dope, dude.
Thanks. If they
you look like the guys on screen.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm on to this trick. Your eyes are exposed underneath those glasses.
No.
Let me see. Show me the peepers.
Close up. What's a...
Oh!
No!
Oh, my God. I'm putting my hand right behind Sean's head.
Put it back on.
Wow.
I didn't want to show
that
to you.
That's creepy shit, man.
Sorry, I had to show
you. You should record something scary that you say to your children right now, and then you could play this to them later and freak them out.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Eat your goddamn broccoli now, or you're not getting any dessert, and there's no TV, and you're going straight to bed.
That was real generic parent stuff.
That's why I say literally every night. So
I
don't
got
know
to
what
see some
happening.
Of Porky's, which everyone likes Porky's.
That's what I say every night.
Porky's hold up? Podcast question of the week. Does the movie Porky's hold up?
I can't imagine.
Is it more relevant than ever?
It can't be appropriate.
I don't think Porky's holds up because I don't think Porky's was ever good to begin with.
I agree with that.
And that's my opinion.
I agree.
Is Porky's the movie where they stuff a snake up the toilet? Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
No.
They
stick his
they look
dick
in a shower.
A hole.
I saw a movie when I was a kid and it may have been Porky's 2.
Oh, yeah.
The good one.
But they pulled this prank where there's this, I think it's a woman that they hate, like she teaches gym, like a big old hefty woman, and she's gonna go sit on a toilet and they get a snake and like feed it into the sewer. I don't know how they do this, but basically the snake slithers up and like attacks her while she's on the toilet.
Ew.
When I was a kid,
that
fucked me up so bad.
Oh,
I from that point on, always checking the toilets for snakes.
Yep. Hey,
you should.
Derek, I am on the same page, not Porky's related.
Okay.
However, on the news, when I was a kid, on the news, there was a snake in someone's toilet.
Aww.
And that was about 5 more years of...
Yeah.
Is it in there?
Because as a kid, I just imagined, like, that area coming through the toilet porthole. Yeah. And snake slithering up and like having a buffet, you know, like, ooh.
Ball sack.
Yeah, buffet. In my mind, the snake's favorite things to bite are like
little low hanging fruit.
Yeah, young Puerto Rican guy's ball sack or butt.
Well, wait, did your balls drop yet? At that point, I mean, yeah. Did they?
I don't recall. I don't remember.
I don't think
when that happened. It may not even have happened yet.
Mine were safe.
Just happened to me today.
Oh,
whoa! I think they dropped a little too much, man.
Yeah,
you know, ew. Derek didn't.
Can we get close up on that?
Oh,
dude!
I did.
It dropped too hard. I was saying, Garrett.
Oh God,
Garrett looks like a comic book villain that I've named Octo Scrote.
And then, I just want to say that I chimed in that Jeez. Is the nemesis of Octomom.
Oh, and that's what you were talking about when you said it looks like a vaginal hole.
I said it looks like the aftermath of Octomom.
Yeah. Garrett said that this part of his costume,
God.
It looked.
Oh, God. Garrett.
He said earlier, he said it looks like a vaginal hole, and then I asked if he was referring to a vagina.
Yes, I was.
Okay, good.
Oh, that vaginal hole.
Garrett's got rings on. He can recreate Goatsy with that costume.
Wow. Oh, Goatsy. Do it. Goatsy. Screenshot
this
it.
Wide open. Perfect.
Everyone at home
Goatsy.
Screenshot you gotta, like, get him in there.
Goatsy, yeah, there you go.
You gotta get the
thing. That's a great Goatsy.
I know where in there.
There you go, Goatsy.
Ooh, that looks good.
Great. All right, Cyber. I'm a little Cyber bit Monday has begun.
I've got a little chubby.
That was
Chubby Monday.
That was a favorite meme of mine.
All right,
mine.
Let's recreate Tub Girl next. Sean, you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to recreate Lemon Party.
Oh.
On your back.
All right. Oh,
hold on.
Someone for glass ass? Brian, you want to come down?
Oh, no.
I can't.
Glass ass.
Oh, glass ass?
Dude. That one? Oh, what? Of all the fucked up shit I've seen, glass ass fixes me the most.
Yeah, I think that I was agree. When, I that agree. One ruined me.
Because
that's when it stopped being fun.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. First of all, definitely not fun. Yeah.
Definitely not
but
fun.
But the lack of dialogue from him.
It's a good short film.
You know what, though?
It's scary.
To me,
scary.
Honestly, glass ass... was the video I connected with the most.
Oh,
because when he puts the jar up his butt and it breaks,
yeah.
He makes this noise with his voice. He goes,
oh, yeah.
And I know that feeling.
Yeah, totally.
When he was making that noise, totally, I felt like there's a broken jar in my ass. Like, yeah, I know what this guy's going through.
You say
right
you know
now.
That feeling, but I bet you don't.
No, I just know, I don't know his feeling, but yeah. I understand the feeling
yeah.
of like,
yeah.
Oh fuck! This suddenly went so wrong, and like
you're in a bad situation.
That's like that's the point of his. That's the worst part of his day.
It also sounds like
hopefully his life.
That sound also represents to me. Why am I so stupid?
Yeah.
Why did I think I could do this? Yeah. Why did I think I could do it?
Or it's just things just got super intense right now.
And then it was just nothing but wet and glass, and that's all the sound was. Just blood and glass coming out of his butt.
Glass
fuck
ass.
That glass ass was rough. The most like good-willed, like fun one was cake farts. That one was fun.
Oh yeah,
I thought you were gonna say Pain Olympics.
Oh. Well, that's what I was gonna say. Is Kevin likes scary stuff? He should reenact that.
Yeah,
you Pain know? Olympics.
You keep asking for stuff that's scarier and scarier.
That's
so
pretty scary.
What can top that? Pain Olympics. By the way, everyone at home, if you don't know what that is, look up BME Pain Olympics.
Or don't
search it.
Or don't.
And, don't.
Look up Raymond Reaction.
Yeah, that's the best Pain way to Olympics. See it.
That I don't. Is the best way. I used to not enjoy that stuff, but come across it a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like, what's up with that?
You know what I
what,
think?
What, where did it all go?
That was the internet
was
when it was
Facebook.
In the Wild West.
Yeah,
that
was awesome.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you would just see yeah. random weird shit, and now yeah. it's so controlled. Yeah. And
it was before all this YouTube kids bullshit. Yeah.
Before yeah. the algorithm.
Before yeah. the bullshit. BME Pain Olympics used to be on YouTube, and then they introduced YouTube Kids and took it out.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Killed it.
But for real, don't look up the Pain Olympics. I was joking. I want to just rescind
you.
That comment.
Did you guys ever visit a website when you were in the late 90s? I was in eighth grade, called Rotten.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most definitely.
I didn't go there much, but I saw stuff
from
it. I
went there once, and we were in Rocco's room.
What? Yeah. Okay, so what do you remember seeing? Specifically, what did you
blast
see?
Cap.
Oh,
blast
yeah.
blast cap in the mouth.
A dude chewed a blast cap, and it blew his, like, mouth open. That's what I remember.
And he just standing with his tongue dangling down. And
I saw that. Yeah, you guys showed that to me, actually.
I didn't.
I was in Rocco's room.
I saw for a millisecond, shut my eyes, and it's been burned in my
same
brain
here.
Ever since.
Ooh, it's like a mound of big league chew just was hanging out of this guy's mouth.
You know what? I saw pictures of dead celebrities. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Tupac.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Yeah, that's eerie when it's like...
People you know, but you've never met.
Or you've seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It's another degree of closer.
It was scary. I don't think that website's around anymore, but
the best.
I mean, that's why we got the Wayback Machine.
There were a ton of those restaurants. Yeah, websites.
Ton of those restaurants.
Hey, Rump.com.
Rump.com.
Guys, guys are making me hungry.
Rump.com. Jaw special.
Give me the last please.
Talk about, you guys talk about Blue Waffles making me fucking.
We've got cannolis over in the front. We've got Whitney Houston's corpse rotting in back. We've got a picture of a vagina so hairy, you're going to need two computer screens to get all the fuzz.
Stop by.
Rotten.com, the restaurant.
Guy Fieri approved.
Sorry.
Yeah, Guy Fieri. That's a passport to Flavortown right there. Do you ever see that? See a gory image and say that?
I know.
Never done
hey,
that.
Hey, I have some. It's not gore related.
Thank God.
I have some news. I was just delivered a piece of news on the air.
Oh.
And I hadn't shared it. I said
Osama's back.
Right? Yeah. Dude, that whole live stream
he was in the caravan.
Yeah, it was a waste because Osama's back.
Covert.
And he's worse.
Can I guess what the news is?
He took down how many towers were there the first time? Two? Now he did three.
Fuck.
No.
Yeah.
It's like super.
And there were bigger and better towers.
Dude, Osama found a guy who did a Jenga replication of the Leaning Tower of Pisa and knocked it over. Fucker.
Dickhead. This is news, and it is digital news, so that's a good thing.
Oh, okay.
I have been informed. You know, well, let me just start here. You know, it's a little. It's video game related.
Oh, oh, fuck yeah!
I have been informed. Well, first of all, less than two weeks from now, we're getting a new Smash Brothers on Switch. I can't believe that's already.
Oh, wow.
Here, I keep thinking like, well, yeah, I have some free time coming up. I can finally catch up on those games I got, like Red Dead. There's gonna be a Smash Brothers game.
I'm not interested personally.
No?
Not on my radar.
Really?
Wow. Yeah,
that surprises me.
Haven't looked at a single thing. Don't care.
Oh, dude, this looks
out of that community.
This one looks awesome.
I'm sure it does, but I just haven't even looked at it.
Like, they basically have spent this game perfecting all the past shit and then adding finally like all the last list of characters that everyone always asked for.
Yeah.
And once they added Simon Belmont, I was like, oh,
you know
my
what
God,
I realized
fuck.
About Smash Brothers? It was the people I played it with that made it so fun.
Yes.
And
yeah.
a new Smash Brothers by myself in my room, I'm really not interested. Like I want that community.
Well, dude, we all got Switches. We can all bring them here.
Oh, I'm going to be playing.
If you guys want me to play Smash Brothers with you, I'll do
fuck
it.
Yeah. 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 Oh, we have to do. Yeah. I want to do like a million Friend Dimension streams, whatever, because I do want to play with
But you know what I mean? Like for me, Smash Brothers Brawl, it was like every night, four or five, sometimes up to 10 people would come over to my house every single night. We'd be playing till 1, 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Totally.
For years we did that. Yeah. So I can't recreate that, no matter how many characters they add to this game.
But it will be nice, like I said, because we do all have Switch, having them here. That will be fun, but anyway, normally Smash Brothers, I'm kind of, you know, I'm excited for them, but then I play them for a week and then I'm done. But this one, the amount of single-player stuff that they're adding that you can play even in portable mode really excited me, because normally I do feel the same way as you, Derek. It's fun in multiplayer and then whatever, but this one, they're actually adding a lot of stuff. Okay. Anyway, that leads me to my next point. I've been informed by people who have it, like reviewers, maybe, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'm not supposed to have this info. Whatever.
Uh-oh.
Your uncle works at Nintendo?
In the randomizer, confirmed, Fiza Mech, the name comes up on characters.
Fiza Mech.
Hell yeah.
If you have the computer, name the characters. Occasionally, there will be a CPU named Fiza Mech.
So,
we did it.
I issue the challenge to all so-called Mega 64 fans. If you do get this new Smash Brothers and you don't randomize a character until you get Fiza Mech, you ain't a true fan.
Yeah.
If you don't have Fiza Mech on your Smash game, you can't call yourself an internet soldier.
No.
I'm sorry.
Your personal name, that's out of the picture.
It's
Fiza Mech or nothing.
Dude, don't try to look it up and spell it. Just hit random until
you need to randomize it. You need to get the one that Nintendo put in there.
It's true.
Doesn't count if you write it yourself.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Well,
that's huge.
Anyway,
that is huge.
I thought that was cool. So
I made it.
I'm really excited.
They could give us a copy.
We've left our mark.
Yeah, give us a copy. Give us Nintendo.
We're officially going down in video game history. Yeah.
We're part of Smash Bros.
And it sounds like they're going to send one copy. So, Rocco, if you want Mondays, I'll take Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah, custom.
Yeah, I'll take all days.
What do you want?
Not interested.
Take
the game and shove it.
You know, I was thinking I haven't owned Smash Brothers since the 64 one.
Really?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. But this
one. No wonder you suck.
I know.
Yeah, Diddy Kong picking motherfucker.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that's why you pick fucking Diddy.
Yeah, because I don't.
Peanut gun shoot.
Because you know Diddy.
Invisible.
It's like when I played.
Ass.
What was that game I played before Dominic? Marvel vs. Capcom 3 or something?
Yeah. We went to E3.
He loves that series.
When they announced. Yeah, Dominic is like Marvel vs. Capcom obsessed. They announced 3. We went to E3 with Dominic along with us, and we saw that game, and Sean cut in front of Dominic to play it first. And Dominic is sitting there fuming. That's the only reason he came.
I picked the worst. Like, this chair looks stupid. And then I started looking at Dominic. I'm not even looking.
I didn't care about this. I didn't care about this.
I don't care this at all.
You were making eye contact with Dominic while the match was
going.
That's
how it is for Smash Bros.
God, he was so pissed.
But I may pick this one up. I'm going to check it out.
But, you know, going
rent
back
it from Blockbuster first.
Okay, I will. Deal.
Going back to what you were saying, though, Derek, I do about not having, like, a community whatever to play it with. I did feel more secluded than ever with the Wii U version. I liked the Wii U version, but I felt like the least amount of people I knew had it, and online was like not fun.
Yeah.
It's not like I was bringing my Wii U here.
Yeah.
So I never played that with anybody.
Plus, no one had the Wii U.
Yeah, it just wasn't conducive.
This will be different.
Yeah, this will be different because it's so easy to bring the Switch here and just out and about and all that stuff. And honestly, frankly, the online situation I think is better. At least I hope it is by that point. But yeah, I definitely spent probably the least amount of time with the Wii U one, even though I really liked it. I thought they did a good job, but. I've been excited for this one, though. That'll be cool. But I'm still really, like, once I have time to play games, I really just want to get back to Red Dead. I'm dying to. I still haven't had a chance.
I've been playing a lot of Red Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Same here.
Yeah. I've played almost 40 hours.
Whoa.
Still in Chapter 2, baby.
Wow.
Woo!
You're just enjoying it.
All my bounties are paid off. I've got $1,000. I've got so many pelts. I'm like, fuck the story. I'm just exploring the Wild West.
This is always what happened to me previously in Rockstar games.
Yeah, me too.
And I would never finish them. So this time I made this conscious effort to like stick to story missions. And I'm only in chapter 3, but
you know
I'm nowhere near 40
hours. I've done like every single mission except, I suppose, the one you need to do to get to chapter 3.
Oh,
like
wow.
My map is cleared. Wow. I have like one mission left. I have to go rob some train or some shit. Spoiler alert.
That's cool.
I'm going to do that.
There's a lot of trains.
I think if you have a Western game and you don't assume you're going to rob a train, that's
I'm
going to
go rob a train or some shit. Spoiler alert. Might do some shit.
Speaking of, you know, doing a lot of gaming, doing a lot of, you know, hardcore gamers and all that, I've been following, you know what I've really been enjoying? Lady Gaga is playing Bayonetta.
What?
Yeah.
She
saw some tweets about
started
that.
Started tweeting about it a week ago, and now they're getting more furious.
Uh-oh.
She tweeted at 4 a.m. like, I'm supposed to go to fucking bed, and this fucking dragon has been such a little asshole. It's been great.
Whoa.
So I never followed her before, but now that she's got pissed off Bayonetta tweets,
Oh,
her Twitter's
you know
great.
What? Like, honestly, you guys never really crossed paths or had anything in common before.
Yeah.
But now that you do,
well,
you beat
voice.
That dragon.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in high school. And I needed a tip on a video game, I would IM Rocco be like, yo, how do I beat this boss in Zelda? And he never failed me, not one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe she can reach out to me.
If there's one person that Stephanie Guantanamo needs to talk to, whatever her last name is, I don't know.
You nailed it. That's right.
It's something like that. You need to tweet at her.
Yeah.
You actually.
You're both verified, so she'll see.
I think you should tweet at her and try to tweet at her some Bayonetta tips and see if you
like,
can engage her on some level.
Can you do it right now?
I'll do it right now. I'll do it for my personal Twitter that
Rocco,
she knows me.
If you can.
Yeah. Don't do the Mega64 official. That's lame.
If you can, I don't know, a lot more numbers on that, though.
No, it needs to be personal from the heart.
But yeah, blue check the blue check. If you can unlock her potential as a gamer girl, I mean, a star is born here, guys.
A star is born.
Nuts.
Good job.
I will personally pay to send Lady Gaga a Mega64 shirt if she will wear it on stage.
Sure.
At one of her concerts.
What?
I will make that happen. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm willing to, you know, tip
We're all little monsters here at the studio. I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah,
what are you tweeting at her?
Yo, I have a lot of tips for this game. DM me and I will send you my advice.
She's not going to respond
also,
to that.
Also, do you want a Mega 64 shirt?
Hell yeah.
She's not going to respond
but,
to that.
But on the
house. Okay, honestly, you need to add something sincere or else she's just going to think you're full of shit.
That's sincere.
Like, hey.
I can't even tell you how to wear his face.
Big fan. Or,
hey,
no, that's lame. No, I'm not going to say big fan.
Hey, Miss Gaga.
Big gamer here.
No, what's her first name? Stephanie.
It's Stephanie.
Yo, Steph.
Yeah.
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 It's like, it's like we know her.
She's so used to guys groveling at her feet. When you come in with that big swinging dick energy, it's going to blow her away.
Yo, familiarity gets you far, baby.
Yeah, yo, Steph.
Yo, Steph, or hey, yo, Steph.
Hey, yo, Steph.
Yo, Steph.
I got a lot of tips for this tight game.
Check out my YouTube channel for my credentials, or maybe even link her to the Bayonetta video that you
tell
did.
Tell you got a gamer channel.
Yeah, I'll throw that in. What do you think of this skit?
Thinking about starting a gamer channel.
Think of this skit.
Oh, she'll see me doing all the stunts.
Exactly.
She'll want to hang out.
You'll be in Star Is Born too.
Dude, she's been on the next podcast probably.
She has a big ass, like, she has like a Vegas residency coming, like starting in like 4 days.
Yeah.
And it's been funny reading these tweets because her really hardcore fans are all pissed she's not talking about it. Like, they all have tickets. Well, and she's not tweeting about this show or anything. She's just talking about, like,
I'm
staying up
chill.
Playing Bayonetta.
She needs to chill.
What the fuck do her fans want her to say?
I think
get
Lady
ready.
Gaga,
stuff about the show.
Get honestly, ready for my show.
Go see the show.
I think Lady Gaga would really like us. No joke. I think that she would be into what we're doing at Mega 64. I think she would think we're cool. She'd probably think we're funny.
Yeah.
I think we play our cards right. We could get her in a video.
She'd probably want to collab.
And then we'd hit 1 million subs, baby.
Nice.
Woo!
Okay, yo, Steph, I have a lot of tips for this tight game. DM me and I will send you my advice. Also, that sounds like a virus, but that's okay.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Also,
good.
Do you want a Mega 64 shirt on the house? Check out this skit we did. Hit from every side.
Yeah. Tweet it out.
Bam, bam, bam.
Dump every it out. Angle. Don't
that's
think.
A good
sounds
solid
like
tweet.
You're about 2 minutes away from dropping a dick pic on her. No. That's my only
that's the
critique.
Yeah.
That's my only critique.
But she
but
knows.
I won't. So
yeah,
I
we won't do it.
Leave her wanting more.
You're coming in with some low-key horny vibes, but other than that, really good message.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Can you put
it there is.
Gaga's a bit of a thirst trap. I mean, you can't fucking blame him.
Most of my Twitter has low-key horny vibes anyway.
Yeah, and that's probably why you're not engaging people like Lady Gaga on the reg. Because they don't like that.
Did you tweet that?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's away.
Okay, we're live.
So hopefully by the end of the show tonight, we'll hear from Miss Gaga herself.
All right.
Welcome to Vegas.
Who has more followers, you or her?
Fingers crossed.
Her, let's split a little heavier towards her.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You're on your way, though.
In other gamer news, I've been playing biggest game out right now. The Killer 7 Remaster is out on PC.
Hell yeah.
They sent us a review code. It's my first time playing Killer 7.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe, well, two things. Well, I can't believe it's taken me this long to play Killer 7 because it's by Suda51, who did No More Heroes. Chainsaw Lollipop, all that. I can't believe this game was made in like 2004, 2005 because it feels so contemporary.
Yeah.
Like it's like I'm playing Persona 5 at the same time and they're nearly like it's visually identical in just style and presentation. It's so flashy and crazy.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm about halfway through the game. It's very vulgar and like it's like sexy. It's hyper bloody. All the characters are saying fuck on a Nintendo game.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I really like it.
Killer 7, I didn't get it. I fucking hated it. I hated it. And we were watching Mako play in his room, and I did not understand
what
was
didn't
happening.
You like about it?
I hated like everything about it. I hated the game.
Do you remember the first thing that was like?
All I remember is you kept going in the hallway and you couldn't go through a door, and it looked terrible. And I was mad. I was really mad.
Yeah. You know, I like that game stylistically and presentation. You know, all that stuff. But I felt like, control-wise, it was weird for the sake of weird, and it started to really bother me.
Now,
so I never really enjoyed it
that
much.
I feel like I should maybe look at it again.
Yeah, I would be down to do that
again. I was like 17 at the time. It's
an art house game. Like, it took me, honestly, like probably 2 hours until the controls were finally like, okay, I don't have to think about it. I'm looking at it's having the same effect as Deadly Premonition. Deadly Premonition, I mean, this has higher production value than Deadly Premonition, but yeah. Deadly Premonition, when I first started, it's such an off-putting game. It's so Japanese weird and art house, but then by the end of it, I was in love. And Killer 7, same thing. Starts out, this is weird. The controls are, like, so frustrating. Yeah. After a few hours, I love it. There's puzzles like fucking any Resident Evil game, so there's still little bits of frustration, but just stylistically, it's super, super cool.
Yeah, so I do want to give that another shot. I don't play PC stuff, but if that it's coming if that remaster
PS4
comes to console,
later on, yeah,
oh hell yeah,
then I'll definitely play that. There was a bunch of games on sale.
Oh yeah,
this
Black
last
Friday.
Weekend that I had never played. Nintendo had a big sale on their eShop, so I got the one game that everyone has told me to play forever. Okami was like $15, so I got that. I got Inside, which I never played.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got Undertale, which I had never played. And man, I posted that on like Instagram or something, and my fucking inbox flooded.
Why?
Have you played it yet? Have Undertale. You played it yet? Where is Undertale? It? Have you played it yet? It's like, oh man,
people
I shouldn't have said
to
anything.
About it.
I've never played Undertale, but I'm considering it.
But it's short. It's super short, apparently. Yeah. So I'm going to do it.
Did you say you got those for Black Friday?
Yeah, they're all on sale on the Switch store.
Really? Right
now. Yeah, they're really
they still going.
All of those were like $12.
I want to hear what everybody bought for Black Friday. What was the hot deal you couldn't pass up? I got stupid shit.
Me too.
I just go on Amazon, and it's funny. I almost get pissed off with the stuff on sale on Amazon because I was like, this is worthless. Like, this is the most pointless. This isn't a fucking Christmas gift, but they're just putting it on sale for Black Friday. So I was like, well, I bought jumper cables, you know?
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, like cheap jumper cables, something I need. But again, I was like, why is this? Like, I have to wait till after Thanksgiving to buy these jumper cables. Like, this is bullshit. Yeah. I got an Echo full size.
Oh, also, nice. You didn't have a full size one before?
I had two dots in my house.
Oh.
And I actually bought a $50 radio transmitter so that I could broadcast to like 200 yards all around my house. So every radio was hooked into my dot, but I finally was talked into having some sane logic and just getting the real Echo, which is a really nice speaker.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, is that cool. The advantage of it being big? It's got a big
It's got speaker. A badass, really good speaker and can do different features. The best part about it, your Echo Dot only responds to Alexa, Echo, or Dot.
Everyone at home hates you right now.
Yeah.
The
Bye, Tide.
Alexa, lights on.
Text Mom, I'm horny.
Siri, text Mom, I'm horny.
This
my laptop.
This one you can name computer.
Ooh.
You can name it.
Nice.
Oh.
Just like Star Trek.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's
pretty cool.
Echo, Alexa, Dot, play Liberace.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Feel calm.
Skynet.
Two things about that I love. There's a technology podcast that I listen to where they bleep that because it became such an issue. Because they talk about it so much that they bleep it. And then, but what I love is that in the complete opposite direction, South Park had an episode where they just did that the whole half hour.
No.
Look up this, and it was all vulgar shit.
Awesome. Yeah.
And so they're like, you're fucked if you watch that episode around. Like,
your history.
I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, mine's right under my TV.
Yeah.
Does everyone have one? I don't have one.
Yeah, I got two.
Why not?
I don't. I have the Apple version.
Sean, you could get one for $24 right now.
You know, I know.
Awesome.
Get them, they're cool.
It's awesome. It's new technology.
Brian, you got one too?
It changes your life.
But how?
Get one. They're really cool because then you start getting like smart stuff for it, and then you can just tell your Alexa to turn things on and off.
Yeah.
I don't even do that.
That's all I do.
I'm in the kitchen cooking. I play music. I just tell it, like, play this song. It starts playing it. I'm cooking food. Hey, put this timer on for 2 minutes.
That's a good feature, too.
I have one in my bedroom, so I use it as an alarm clock. I have it play, like, noise. Like, it has, like, different tones. Like,
oh yeah, you can do like white noise.
To fall asleep to. Like there are so
rainstorms,
you can tell it to
just to relax.
Like your kids will love it. You can like interact with it, have it tell you stories. It's all cool. Right.
Okay. Yeah, I have. So I have the Apple version. I have the HomePod. And my home is automated. I can control everything with my voice except it. Google bought Nest. So you need Google Home. You need Google Home so that you can go, hey, it's a little cold. And it'll make it warmer.
Didn't you get your Nest from the Apple Store, though?
Yeah.
Oh, you
got Isn't
fucked.
That bullshit?
You got fucked.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. It's all the Silicon Valley hardball.
I don't have all the smart home features. To me, it has a lot of practical features. Like the timer, the music, answering questions, like trivia questions. You know, you're talking about stupid stuff. And it's like, well, when did fucking Ralph Nader die? Ask Alexa. She'll tell you.
Yeah, that no, those Echoes are awesome. What I love is that I have a lot of non-tech savvy relatives who have them in their houses, and I love coming over for the holidays and saying shit to them that just confuses the hell out of them. Telling them to play the wrong music and they don't know how to change it back. It's nice. Great. I'm loving it.
Oh, it's a new Dennis the Menace
terminal. I'm kind of the new Dennis the Menace.
Whenever I go into someone's house and they have a Sonos player, I'm like, oh, I'm fucking with their music all day, and they won't know who it is.
I'm just here trying to. Oh, sorry. Keep going.
No, I was going to say, Sean, you have a Sonos player?
Yeah, I got Sonos.
I use my Dot to play through my Sonos system, so it's like all automated to play whatever I want.
You can do that. Yeah.
That's how I've always
I got Sonos surround sound.
Whenever you're out of something from the fridge, you can tell it to add it to your shopping list. It'll be there on your phone. Yeah. It's so practical.
That is the best aspect of the Amazon speaker. All of them have their own pros and cons, but I use Amazon so much. That really is
order stuff straight from the Dot.
Yeah, and I've always wanted to get one for that. I never did.
Now, you're saying like you're doing this in the kitchen. You're all over like...
I have one in my kitchen. Okay. I have one in my bedroom.
Okay. All right.
And the one in my kitchen is hooked up to a radio transmitter, so it broadcasts on a bunch of radios I have in my house that are just always on.
I see. Cool. All right. Well, we'll look into
it. It's a really good idea, Sean. They're only like $25 right now.
Yeah.
And like really, in terms of asking them questions that you need answers to, I think it's way better than Siri. So like when you need when you need something referenced, I will ask Alexa and it will give me that answer instead of like, here's a list of websites you can click through.
Yeah, that's what I was doing last night with Siri.
And so because of that, I don't know why their technology is better, but I would say that makes it so much more useful because when you got four kids and three things that you're holding, yelling at it to do something is a huge relief.
Yeah, Amazon's entire business is building a profile on you.
Right.
And I'm not even saying that in a bad way. Like, that's, you buy shit from them and it learns your shit.
Yeah.
So they're better than anybody. And Google has that advantage too. Apple doesn't have shit with that. Like, Siri is dumb. Siri will, like, turn on your lights and stuff, and that's good. But, otherwise it's dumb. Amazon will always, I just don't see how they will not always have the lead with that kind of stuff. So they're always going to be ahead in that department.
Somebody in the chat says, I truthfully don't know what music to play on it. I even just put
Daniel Dussault.
I put on classical music when I do dishes so I don't get stressed out about this fucking mess I got to clean up.
Oh.
Anything, man.
I have Amazon Music as a service with my Amazon Prime. So I upload MP3s there as well. I have a library in that cloud. So I tell it to play that music all the time. I planned the MP3 that's John Cena's intro music to be my entrance theme. Huh. So I say, Alexa, play my entrance theme, and it's...
You renamed the file my entrance theme and uploaded it to your cloud?
So I could say it when I have company.
I want an entrance theme! Holy shit!
You add a new element? I put like a bunch of Resident Evil background music.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
And then I have that just loop because the speakers will go, you know, through the Sonos throughout the whole house.
The whole house.
And it's kind of just ambiance.
Shit.
I know a dude who hooked up an Alexa Dot in his car, keeps it in his cup holder.
Whoa.
Has it wired to like the Wi-Fi on his phone or something. And he's like, I got an AI assistant in my car.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, he could just, I want to play music. And he has Amazon Music too. So he's like, I just call out a song I want to play and my car plays it.
And it's
hooked up to his speaker system.
Yeah.
Too. So lots of uses for that
device. They're fun.
It's a cool piece of tech. It's not necessary, but what piece of technology is necessary? It just makes your life more fun. Can you just take your clothes off?
I was thinking.
Could you just do it?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Let's do it.
Well, can I do it for you?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, go ahead.
All the fanfic fantasies are coming true.
Your head.
Say goodbye to Sean, everybody.
Oh, Twitch's policy.
You're not going to see this guy. He's completely naked. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wait, take those pants off. Wait.
All right, yeah, stand up.
Oh, my God.
Joke's on you. I cut a hole in this suit.
Oh,
where'd you put the hole?
Whoa.
Right at the tip.
Oh no!
I call it the pee hole.
Whoa!
Get out of there!
Get out of there, Frank!
Hold on!
Whoa!
Stop it!
Whoa!
Oh shit! This thing's getting long, bro.
Oh no!
Oh god!
Sean!
Calm down!
Jeez!
What are you thinking about?
Calm down!
Stop thinking about the Olympics!
Oh!
Well, it was green. Nobody saw it.
Oh, do you have ponchos?
It's all over the lens of the camera right now.
But it's chroma keyed though, so you see right through it.
Wipe that off. Oh.
Sorry, y'all.
Okay, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back.
Jesus.
Phew. Oh, wait, there you are.
I feel better than ever.
God,
that's cool.
Dick is right. Big.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't go rifling through any wallets or anything. Well, we don't know. We can't see you.
Jesus.
It's like a fucking redwood trunk.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You don't need close up on Sean looks great.
We don't need any more close ups on Sean, I think.
It's like a void.
Blind punch in the house. Oh, okay.
Actually, you know what? I do want the close ups on Sean.
Yeah, that's a good
yeah.
Sean having a
oh, that's cool too.
Sean!
You need to know where he is and help you out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, everybody stand behind Sean.
Oh, yeah, that's when you can see me.
There he gang's is. All here.
We found him.
Wait, go out. Wide shot again. Wide shot again.
Great job.
That's great. That's cool.
Oh, man.
So are you going to be personally overseeing the Cyber Monday sales that are coming in?
Me?
Yeah, you're going to be like in the way.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that Aaron's not here. He was here for our Black Friday stream. Make sure the servers
dude,
are online.
Yo, that dude's a little bitch. Like, he did not do the job.
But I said I'm going to go inside the computer and make sure the servers are fine.
That's our only option because that dude fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Well, we had a great Black Friday. A lot of our items, we actually kept in stock for a nominal amount of time. This time
I thought we did better than usual.
Yeah, we had one item leave us under 4 minutes.
That was the charm sweatshirt.
It's always the charm design. That's the design.
We had more of them than we had more stuff than ever before. But anyway, but that's okay because we put stuff into pre-order. If you didn't get one, you can get a pre-order in, and you'll get one in January. And so I think we met a lot of people's demands. I think it was a lot better this year, and a lot of people got a lot of good stuff. But the big stuff is coming Black Friday.
I can't wait.
That's right. Cyber Monday. Sorry.
It's okay.
No one can hear me anyway. It doesn't matter. Cyber Monday, the soundtrack, double LP vinyl record
coming.
And we're really excited about that. And as well as two new plushes, the L Block and the Sean Goth version. So anyway, check out our Cyber Monday sale. The items are going to go up for order at the end of this stream tonight.
Hell yeah.
And if you're watching this on Tuesday, they'll still be up. We'll have the pre-orders, the Cyber Monday pre-orders stay up until next week's podcast.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah, the end of a week from now. The pre-orders will stay up. As long as we don't blow through like what we can print, then it'll be fine. But get your orders in tonight after the show.
I am so excited for this vinyl. I am so excited for the vinyl.
Me too.
So
people in the chat are saying they hope that we package the vinyl carefully. Bad news. Uh-oh. We're not. It's going to be in a loose. It's just no packaging. We're putting a stamp on the record.
I'm just throwing it out.
I'm
going to
be careful, but there is no packaging.
Yeah, it's got a slip. Case, you know, you just put the sticker on it and send it off.
You can fold them in half too, and still in the mailbox.
Did you ever have that happen to you when you bought from like eBay? Because I ordered Dogma on DVD, and they basically just threw a stamp on it.
Whoa.
What?
Like there was
like,
no
emailed
protection
you the, just the
at
box?
All. Like just they put a sticker on it and there was a
case.
Stamp.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a loose sign
it was just loose. It was like, what were you thinking?
Bad review.
That had to be some 13-year-old kid who didn't know what
probably.
They were doing.
Yeah.
Had to
I don't know. There's stupid adults. Too.
Yeah, definitely.
There are a lot of stupid adults. I didn't realize.
Yeah, I'd say there's more stupid adults than there are stupid children.
And the scary
I'd
thing is,
there
the
are
stupid
adults
think that they're smart. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
At least a dumbass kid knows they're dumb.
Yeah, they're a dumb kid.
Yeah, know their place.
Do they know they're dumb? Do kids know they're dumb?
Yeah.
I thought I was pretty smart when I was a kid, and I was not smart.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. And then, like...
You reach a level of confidence, and then it crashes, and then it rises again.
It's like a wave.
Yeah. I think you know you're dumb, but you lie to everybody because you don't think that they know you're dumb.
That's the truth.
That's
true.
Like,
you know, when I was a kid, I didn't have any confidence in my ability in anything, but I told everybody I did.
Yeah.
What do they know?
Yeah. No one's got time to double check.
They can't read your
exactly.
mind.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That kid knew he was dumb.
I know we've talked about that on the podcast, but when we were at a 7-Eleven and a kid like spilled a Slurpee all over the place. And the mom went, "You're an idiot." And this little kid went,
"How little?"
"I know."
"How little?"
"Oh, 6 or 7."
That's a bad mom.
That's a bad parent.
Yeah, that's
a bad parent.
Or a good parent.
That's awful.
That sucks.
You know, like no participation award tough for love. That kid.
That was
fuck
like
that. You're dumb. You need to know some shit. Fucking dumb.
That's like the iTanya kid.
In fact, I think all parents should do that shit. None of this, "Oh, you're so great. Oh, it's actually fine that you spilled the
Slurpee.
Whiplash.
That's how gold medalists are born.
Do you want to spill another Slurpee? You're perfect." Fuck that. You're fucking dumb. You get another fucking Slurpee and spill it, I'm going to call you something worse, bitch.
You know,
that's how you train the next generation.
Yeah. The 7-Eleven clerk was thinking it. The mom just said it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He had to clean that shit up later.
Have you ever seen a kid doing something just fucking wrong, and the parent is sitting there like, "Oh no, yeah, keep going, like, yes, oh, go ahead,
every day.
Oh, it's fine, just keep doing it." Does anything come to mind?
I got to speak real carefully about it though.
Is it my kid?
Oh
no.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good.
I don't even think I can bring it up. I was given something to eat.
Oh yeah, I know.
No.
That was enough. That's probably enough.
Okay,
you're right. There. That is a prime example, and I wish that Barol could know about it, but they can't.
Yeah, I won't say any more. But I was given something to consume, and it wasn't okay.
Nope, I know.
And they didn't want to let their kid down, and that's good.
Well, did they let you know that it was the thing you're about to eat was made by a child?
That's awful.
No, I just should have had a lot more info on what I ate.
Yeah, and
You're absolutely
on
right.
Oh man, this ain't fun.
What about you, Sean? I bet you experienced a lot of shit.
Every day, I tell the stories before at the park how I yell at kids now because their parents aren't doing it, so I'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, I see, like, even today my kids were in swim class, and like the other kids, like, you're supposed to sit on the top step, and the kid next to Sawyer is not, and he's like kicking water in one's face, and the teacher is like trying to contain this kid, and the parents just like watching it happen, like, stop your fucking kid. If that was my kid, it'd be out of the fucking pool by now. Like, you can't. What are you doing?
Yeah,
lazy parenting, people.
Oh,
fuck that.
What was that coach's problem? Coach can't control his team.
Coach doesn't want to get in trouble. Coach probably can't. His hands are tied nowadays
by the system.
Hey, some Lady Gaga fan retweeted my tweet to her and captioned it, "Man shoots basketball from the moon."
What the
I want to say, fuck you.
Shoot from the moon. That's great.
That is my favorite.
That's like First Man. The alarm song shit. I like that.
Well,
that's
cyberbullying. If that chick has ever seen Dude Perfect, but it's possible.
Yeah. You can make that shot.
Fucking dick.
You gotta be.
I believe in myself.
There could not be a better response. There could not than that.
Okay,
that
maybe you're right, but
that is perfect.
Man, she's basketball for the
bathroom. Dude, you don't know. She might tour through.
I want to retweet her tweet.
That's beautiful.
I'll have to find that.
That's beautiful.
What a
dick.
Funny.
Lady Gaga's gonna walk in here, see you doing the podcast. She's gonna talk to you after your show. It's like it's the whole Star Is Born story.
Yeah, know what? If all the little monsters start cyberbullying you, Lady Gaga will have to step in.
Yeah, true.
So this might be the catalyst to making contact.
Yes. How did a Lady Gaga fan even find you?
Oh, people search Lady Gaga
nonstop.
Like it's
why? Yeah, nonstop.
Do you see what people are saying about her?
It's their religion.
They want to defend her. Yeah, if anyone's saying bad,
Sean, you got anything bad to say about Lady Gaga?
I don't. But that's a true little monster. Jeez.
Yeah. It's a big monster.
Well, anyway, we'll follow up to see if Miss Gaga, if she responds and how it goes.
She's going to shout you out during her Oscar acceptance speech.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, "Yo, this is Taraco from the Bayonetta Tips."
Thanks for those tips. I want to say thanks for this Oscar, but first, thank you. I've had the Switch with me during the Oscars, and I fucked that dragon up, and I have one person to thank. Rocco, and I love that skit. What a great skit. I love the wig that he had.
And then she'll pass over the Oscar to you.
I love your weave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what I'm expecting. So,
okay, but
that's your Oscar.
Real
prediction.
Talk. Did that fan even watch the Bayonetta video before she passed judgment on it?
Like, true. Does she know how good you are?
Yeah.
No.
Probably not.
Not at all. Hey,
What's up? We didn't finish talking about, you asked what we got for Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So I just wanted to throw my hat in the ring here and say, Best Buy the past couple years, like, I don't need a lot of, like, devices. I got enough devices. I got I'm Apple cucked and all that. However, Best Buy the past couple years has really killed it with the cheap movies and whatever. Ooh, mm. And this year, they had shit in 4K. Whoa. Was like $6.
Oh.
Like, what? Unbelievable. So I went and got any movie that I didn't own previously. Not only did I get it, but I got it in 4K. And the 4K version will always have a digital version.
That's
the
best version.
For your iPad. Yes. or whatever. And a regular Blu-ray too, and everything. Wow. In between. So I got the most random ass selection of movies. I got, they had First Blood, nice. Rambo, which I love. I've never seen The Equalizer with Denzel Washington. I guess he
never even heard of that.
Equalizes stuff. He's really mad, and he tries to equalize things.
It's like Death Wish, but with Denzel.
Yeah, it's Death. All it's right. Denzel's Death Wish.
Make it equal.
Name it that.
I got, yeah, I know. I got Patriots Day, Mark Wahlberg and the Boston bombing. Oh, okay. He gets to the bottom of it.
Wait, that's a Boston bombing movie?
Yeah.
I didn't realize they already made a Boston bombing movie.
Oh, yeah.
It came out like immediately.
Yeah, I made two.
Bro, of course. Jeez. Mark's going to get on that. He's from
didn't
Boston.
Realize.
Yeah, the other one's called Big Bang Theory.
You think I wasn't going to make that movie, dude?
Oh, no. Bang on. I got the original.
Sean, you're smiling really
wow.
big at that.
Yeah, why are
wow.
you laughing so
dude, that's a fucked
loud,
up
too.
Smile, dog. Joker yeah. smile over
Ew.
Here.
Whoa.
Jeez. Didn't know you liked my jokes so much. Yo, what else did you get, Rocco?
I was just going to say, I didn't know that there was a 4K Blu-ray for the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Oh.
Like all of them, all the holiday ones. Who took the time to put that in 4K? But
Charles
the big
Schultz.
Thing is, I got the Santa Claus box set.
Oh,
the Tim Allen
for $6
trilogy. No, not $6.
Okay.
More than that.
Okay.
But still, I am deep in the Santa Claus trilogy as we speak.
Also, nice. I think just the first one would do.
Also, no. I hate to tell you, there is a fourth one.
Hey, no, what?
Santa Claus 4.
What?
Wait, Jock what? Frost?
No, that was the third one.
Oh. There has to be a
it's
fourth one.
Sure.
I don't have my phone on me. There has to be a fourth one.
So I watched it. All right. I'm in it. I'm not done with the third. So please, no spoilers. Uh-huh. I haven't seen it. But one
Santa Claus
aged
box.
Like fucking shit.
Oh, did it?
Santa Claus
oh,
begs Mrs.
That
Claus.
Is the most uneventful movie.
Oh,
no, remember, I'm getting... What? I'm getting fat.
I remember loving that movie.
Getting,
Diggle's
this
mistletoe
is, this
over
is
the
crazy.
Rump
this
dives
is,
in.
This is crazy. I'm Santa. No, hey, you are not Santa. What? Yeah, I am. Oh, dude, he is. All right, I got to go deliver these presents. That is the fucking end of the movie. Now, everyone told me the second one was so bad. Don't watch it. The second one at least had a fucking villain in it. They make a duplicate Santa and it goes wrong.
Oh, fuck.
There's like a robot Santa that fucks everything up. Santa finds out he has to marry a
this is Rocco sensibility 101.
Yeah, hey.
Robots.
They're you both not good, but at least there was some fucking like pathos to the second one.
I think the first one is more enjoyable.
Fuck.
Emotional journey.
Man,
I don't need the robot Santa.
When did you watch it last? Jesus.
Probably like 2 years ago.
Oh man, it was not good.
See?
But anyway, but they're all not good.
Yeah, they're all
and
not
that's
good.
What's been fun.
They're all not good.
But this is a theory going around. I want to share this. See what you pitch in your 2 cents.
Okay.
Huge plot hole has been uncovered.
Uh-oh.
Huge plot
I
hole.
I find that hard to believe.
And this is no, but it's fucked up. You might not even sleep tonight.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Should
the
be
second
up all
movie
night.
Reveals that in the clause there was a part he didn't. There was a Mrs. Claus.
Right.
Oh.
That he has to marry Mrs. Claus. Or else he is desanctified and, like, erased.
Yeah. Because it's...
Oh.
the Santa Claus is a pun on
legal
documents.
Yeah.
Sorry, Scott.
And so he finds that out. And so that's the only way you can maintain being Santa and continue to exist.
That's how incels
feel.
Is
you have to marry, by the however many Christmases in, you have to marry a Miss Claus.
Or you'll be erased from
So existence. That's the movie, is he tries to meet this woman. He meets this woman with, which by the way, it's Elizabeth Mitchell who was in Lost. Why did no one tell me? She's wonderful in this.
Who is she?
She's
in
so
Lost,
good. She was Juliet.
Oh.
She.
How about that?
So he goes on a date with her, all that stuff. My point is, in the first Santa Claus movie, there is no trace of a Mrs. Claus when he assumes the role. Meaning, when the old Santa Claus dies, remember, he falls off the roof.
Of course, yeah.
He dies and fades away.
Right. Mrs. Claus dies and fades away with him.
When they bring him to the North Pole to like get him situated as the new Santa, there's no trace of a Mrs. Claus. So, exactly. Did she die when he died?
Yeah.
Are they bound together like that?
Yeah, totally.
Or did they go, hey.
The fourth movie covers all of this.
Because I was thinking like maybe they were like, hey, old Santa died. You got a GTFO.
Yeah.
And they kicked her out. So where's that movie? Maybe the fourth movie should be about that.
I always thought, which I think Tim Allen should be concerned, because when he first shows up at the North Pole, there is no remorse for that Santa Claus dying. Those elves don't give a fuck
that
original Santa Claus died. It's
King is dead. You are nothing.
He's not the original.
Honestly, there's no service. There's no one sad. Business as usual. Yeah. Who fucking cares?
God, he gets work.
Those people don't give a shit. That always weirded me out. They didn't even care that Santa Claus died.
And Tim Allen just revealed some interesting info. Is that the first time you heard that sentence today?
Cocaine.
The original script, it was a last minute change. He shot Santa.
What?
Because he hears a burglar. Watch the movie with this in mind.
Yeah.
He hears a burglar and he goes fucking charging out.
Yeah.
As it stands now, he just goes, hey, who's up there? And then Santa just falls.
Yeah.
That was not how it was.
He shot him
and they went,
I read the original script. And it is not a, like, boom. He, like, shoots Santa. Santa gets wounded, is, like, crawling from roof to roof. Tim Allen's, like, fucking hunting him down, like, you Santa fuck. He's, like, shooting at him. It is gruesome. Like, Michael Myers shit.
I tried to provide some real movie expertise.
What?
Yeah.
And it got goofed. And I don't appreciate it because I'm trying to give the film buffs what they want. And the Joker plays. That's all I'm going to add to that.
Way to joke around. You joker.
The IMDb forums are down. There's nowhere else for movie heads to go.
Now no one knows what's true.
Yeah.
I wish I wouldn't have opened my fucking mouth.
Welcome to the fake news channel.
Yeah, hey, perfect example, right?
Believe everything you read on the internet. What other movies did you get, Rocco?
I don't give a fuck.
I wasn't done talking about Santa
Claus. I'm done talking about that.
Netflix is pushing some Kurt Russell Santa Claus. What is this reboot with Kurt Russell I'm getting advertised?
I don't know. People kept bringing up some Kurt Russell and Santa to me, but I didn't.
Netflix got it on their front page. I'm not biting.
I know that people say, like, after Thanksgiving, it's open season for Christmas, but everyone's decorated already. And it's like,
fuck yeah, it's great. After Thanksgiving, I'm fucking
For me, it's got to be at least December.
Right? I'm with you, Sean.
Yeah.
No, after Thanksgiving, I'm ready.
The snowmans were on sale in August, so
that's true.
That ship has sailed.
That's true.
But I've
seen, like, people have, like, the little, like, countdown to Christmas, like, the fake snow out everywhere. And
yikes.
Like,
yeah.
That's a lot of work, and that's going to be in your house for that long? I get sick of it.
It makes people fucking happy.
Well,
I know that sucks.
What are they like the other like 11 months of the year?
But I don't agree with the like it overtaking Thanksgiving shit. I do not agree with that.
Okay.
Fuck that. But after Thanksgiving, I don't care.
There's some common ground.
After that, I don't care.
All the holidays are fucked.
If I still have leftovers in my fridge, it's too soon.
There's no tradition in any of this shit. It's all just going to the mall, buying shit.
What?
Hot takes.
No? Yeah, I'm on Amazon now.
Holidays are fucked. They're pointless. What is the tradition of I lost my train of thought.
Shit. Oh.
But I'm sticking to my beliefs.
Holidays are bullshit.
Consumerism at its worst.
I want to take it back to the pagan traditions.
Yeah.
I want to dance nude in the forest.
I do all that.
You do?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about the stores. I got Rambo First Blood. I'm done.
Just for fun.
That was just for fun. That wasn't holiday related.
You all right?
I'm ready to get nude and fucking take off.
Well, shit, yeah, bro. Isolate that for the PPS.
I'm fucking halfway there.
Okay.
Yeah, you can bring the wig.
Okay.
So we can see you.
I hope Lady Gaga's watching this and she gets what.
Lady Gaga, I saw someone throw up on her while she was playing drums. She gets it.
That was awesome.
What?
She had someone drink paint, and then they barfed on her while she was playing
performance
drum.
Art?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it was okay. Badass.
That was art. So she clearly, if she liked that, she liked
this.
Well,
this is art. I mean, look at this shot.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Gaga's probably all
Gaga.
Over this kind of stuff. Look at you. Go.
Look at this.
Do your best little monster.
Oh, doing a little poker face.
Gaga.
Can't see.
You look like Lady Gaga.
Thank you.
Going back to the holidays, like too early kind of thing.
Yeah.
I definitely encountered. I mean, I knew people that were posting Christmas stuff November 1st, and that was too much. I'm not ready for that.
No, the Christmas stuff was out in early August.
Yeah, I mean, there was Christmas shit everywhere, but I'm just talking like people like I see on Twitter and shit like that. Okay, that's fine, whatever. But I saw that a lot with Halloween too. There were people posting about Halloween in August.
That shit comes out in June.
Yeah, like July for me. Like I saw stuff like that. I saw so many of those same people who did that with Halloween get mad when there was Christmas stuff in November, and that I could not wrap my head around that. Like, you've been doing Halloween shit all year long. Like,
there's Halloween fans and then there's Christmas fans.
Yeah,
fuck
but
it.
Like,
you gotta draw a line.
But Christians. You gotta like. But I feel like you gotta like know when to like not do that.
It's Christians no versus Satanists.
Yeah. Is that what it is? I guess that's what it is.
They hate each other, mortal enemies.
Yeah, mortal enemies. You know what? Fuck Christmas. I'm not excited, but New Year's, I'm ready. I'm going to get my New Year's countdown going.
Now, New Year's,
I love
decorating.
New
Year's
New Year's,
awesome.
Yeah.
The
that
champagne
should be the
only holiday.
Everywhere.
Put balls everywhere, drop them.
Yeah.
Drop the balls.
What drop else? The balls.
The balls drop yet?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's about all you want.
Oops.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going in on Easter. Fuck it. I'm Italian. I'm going in on Easter.
Like a good basket.
Legitimately,
of
if there was a house in my neighborhood that decorated for Easter right now, I'd be into it.
You're being edgelord.
Look at me.
You know. Yeah.
Typical.
I am edgelord.
Cyber edgelord, dude.
Typical.
The virtual world changed you.
I'm not even real.
Why do we only decorate our houses for holidays? Why can't we just decorate our house on a random day?
That's a good.
Why can't I
just birthdays.
Fucking Pleasantville. You know,
I just keep
Pleasantville.
Halloween
everything's
stuff
all white, and then one day at a time, I'm going to add color to one piece of my house as a metaphor for Pleasantville.
Yeah.
What's to stop me? I saw this news story about this family that painted a fence to look like Picasso's Starry Night.
Okay.
And the city said, like, you can't do this. And we're going to, like, fine you
about
this fence. And the family was like, what law do you have that says we can't paint our fence like Picasso's Starry Night? You guys can look this up. It's legit. The city came back and said, well, there's an old law on the books that says your fence has to match your house.
Oh.
So they're like, all right, cool. They painted their whole house to look like Starry Night.
These people are awesome.
And then the city was like shitting their pants like, what the fuck are we going to do now? And it's what's the problem? Everybody should be super creative with their house if they want to.
The city should have never gotten fucking involved in the first place.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't have been in any situation.
They made it worse.
Fucking cities.
Go out to the boonies instead.
Did I say Picasso? Sorry.
Fucking cities.
Van Gogh, Monet, whoever the fuck you guys. Look, art nerds out there mad that I said Picasso painted Starry Night. Have fun never having sex in your life.
If you know what painter did what painting,
you're
get ready for dry dick.
Exactly.
The worst kind.
Hope you're really good at painting nudes, because those are the only nips you're going to see, twerp.
Still life. You still got no life.
Oh.
Yeah, enjoy fucking that bowl of oranges.
Damn.
Little artistic puss.
Cubism my ass.
Yeah, surreal. Yeah, you're fuck you.
I'm starting to fucking hate art. Honestly, the chat just fucked up art for me.
Can we get
art
off the screen?
Yeah.
Bullshit. You know what? Paintings suck. All of them.
Yep.
All of them.
I've never saw a painting that didn't suck ass.
Jackson Pollock fucking jizzes on a canvas. Art. fucking American Gothic, two old fucks holding a fork, art.
Yeah, Norman Rockwell takes a photo, literally imprints it. That's art. Okay.
Bullshit.
I got a phone.
Banksy rips a piece of paper. Millionaire. Yeah. Fuck art.
Lady Gaga's getting a barf painting.
Hey, Gaga, you watching this? Because I like art.
That's pop art.
Art pop. We like art pop.
That's different. Art pop is fine. Gaga, I'm sorry.
The only art form that is legitimate
is
video games.
Yeah. That's true. Amen.
I'm with you there.
Oh. That's right.
Yep. No way around it.
Good point. I'll stick to that.
Smash Brothers.
And Picasso never made one of them, so fuck off.
Picasso. I dare Picasso to play Dark Souls once.
Dude, that guy
would get his ass.
Wouldn't even know how to turn the PlayStation on, idiot.
You wouldn't know how to even hold a controller.
Fucking soy boy artist trying to play Dark Souls 3. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
With no ears or whatever. He had no ears?
Picasso fucking sucks.
Picasso had no ears and no talent.
By the way, Starry Night looks like shit anyways. Who cares who fucking painted it?
A deformation.
You fucking swirled the blue around and then you fucking dipped a straw in the white and blew it on there and you said your painting was done? Fuck off.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Getting sweaty up here.
Fucking lame, man.
Talking about art. Yeah,
what about Mario Paint?
I'm passionate about art, y'all.
Mario Paint really pissed me off.
It kind of blows my mind the Switch has not gotten either some throwback to Mario Paint or just Mario Maker from Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
Easiest thing to port it over. Why has that not happened? There's a lot of things that are easily could just be brought over from the Wii U, and they haven't done it, and that kind of blows
me. Gotta get all the money for Smash Brothers, soak that up, and then come back a month later. You know?
Dude, yeah. They did HD remakes of Wind Waker and Twilight Princess. Cool. Oh my gosh, just port those over. I'll play them right now.
Yeah, silly.
Come on, guys. Guys, Nintendo.
Come on.
You use the Fizamech name, now use this advice.
Please.
Yeah. Port those over.
It's free.
I was just thinking today, I tweeted out earlier, I want the Metroid Prime trilogy so bad on Switch. I'm ready to play through those again. It's been so long. Who's making it happen?
Acclaim, if you're out there, portable and in HD. Yeah.
It'd be great.
I want it. Anyway.
Back to Black Friday things that we bought.
Oh, yeah.
And Switch games.
Yeah.
I only bought one thing over... I only purchased, aside from food, I only purchased one thing over the Black Friday weekend for myself. It wasn't on sale. It was just... Marble It Up.
Yes!
On the Switch.
Yeah.
I finally remembered, like, oh yeah, this is out! And I went to the store and I downloaded it. I was playing it all day.
It's on PC now, too.
So
I was,
awesome.
I was taking my Switch out for the first time in a long time, where I was just running some errands with my girlfriend. While she was driving, I was just playing in the passenger seat.
Having a blast.
Living the dream.
Super jump.
You drive, I marble it up.
Yeah.
I still maintain my criticism of the game, though, that it needed to be titled Marble It the Fuck Up. I'm so, like, that really hurts.
That'll be the remaster.
But everything else is perfect.
That'll be the remaster.
You know what? Can I suggest my own name?
Okay.
Face Down Marble Up.
Ooh, that's what they should have called it.
That's the way we super jump.
So, brilliant.
Little advice.
They blew it on that one.
It writes itself.
But everything else, flawless.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I'm excited to play all those Switch games. Finally have some time to play some games soon. I'm very excited.
I always review podcasts that I listen to those the most. And I have two.
Okay.
Can I guess what you've been listening to?
Yeah, can we all take a stab at it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't mean a literal stab, but murder. Is it going to be Kill Fuck Incorporated? Or is it going to be...
I stopped listening to murder podcasts.
Oh. I Socket Fucker, the movie, the podcast.
Infant Mortality Race.
Yeah, who killed these kids? The podcast.
I bet it was something from NYC Studios.
You're close.
Okay, so who was closest? Go ahead.
Shit Town.
Some Shit Town.
You know what? Dude,
Come Town.
You were listening to Shit Town.
No, but I already listened to that. It was really good.
Okay.
And I'm not joking. That was good. But Crime Town.
What?
No.
Fuck. Hear me out.
That sounds like a Sopranos. Hey, it sounds like a Sopranos knockoff. Hey, you see Cinemax's new show, Crime Town?
No way.
You're joking.
I was joking.
Frank.
Yeah.
Frank. It is an episode. It's like a movie of the Sopranos, but it's real life. And it's the interview of these old gangsters about Providence, Rhode Island in the 70s.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
oh,
the mayor was corrupt and how they got to him. And, like, the FBI is, like, trying to sneak into their house and plant bugs. And it's, like, they interview the FBI and the gangsters. It's amazing. Oh, my God. Season one is
Crime Town.
Great. The second podcast is called
Come Town.
Surviving Y2K.
Oh, yes. I did hear about that.
And it is a podcast about people who thought that was the end of the world and the lengths they went to when they thought the world was going to end in the year 2000.
Yeah, I heard good stuff about
super
that.
Super interesting. It follows like five or six stories. Like people like moved to like Jerusalem trying to like find the Holy Grail. Other people like made a bunker in like Colorado when I was in San Diego. It's so good. So I recommend those both very highly. Surviving Y2K and Crime Town Season 1.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad everyone survived.
I stopped listening to the murder ones.
But do you listen to?
Does anybody get murdered in Crime Town?
People have gotten whacked, like The Sopranos. But you know, that's
what they signed up for.
It's history.
Did Y2K kill anybody?
I haven't gotten there yet. There's
someone.
Only three episodes.
Alcohol poisoning.
They're releasing them still, so I don't know. Maybe later.
Did you guys do anything for Y2K special? Like preparations?
No, I just. Went to usual shit.
I did think something was going to happen.
Party.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. Yeah.
I didn't. I mean, I thought. Well, I was excited for some chaos personally. Yeah. But the only thing that happened to me was my printer said 1984.
Cool. Really?
And that was it. And then I fixed it. And that was it.
That'd be cool.
Did you print anything from 1984?
No, because I didn't want Big Brother to. See it
was the book.
It was a Ministry of Love.
But that was it. The date reset. That was all. Hmm. I was kind of disappointed. Like I was kind of hoping for like because I remember someone on the local news said that the like elevators would like drop, which is like such a crock of shit.
That's
but, like,
so cool.
Well, one of the guys that they follow basically said like, yeah, I tried to scare the shit out of everyone, saying this crazy things would happen so they would buy my protection. Yeah. It was like a lot of it was like a scam.
It's a good business. Play on people's fears.
Yeah, exactly. What, you know.
Stephen King does.
Dude, you're all going to die, but I have the solution. Give me money. And people do. Give them the money. So.
Oh, I've got to be protected. I just imagine, like, the old people who bought into that shit.
Yeah.
I need McAfee.
The first customer he had was the Army. So he got him.
Damn.
He got him. Hey, everyone, make sure you go to our Cyber Monday sale and order the record, the plushes, all of it.
When it goes up. I mean,
when
it's not
goes
up.
Yet. Yeah,
but if you're watching this on Tuesday, it is up.
Order it now.
Nice.
Shop.mega64.com.
And this is their last chance to get the Black Friday stuff. Is that correct? The Black Friday pre-orders?
Yeah.
It's going to end soon?
By the time it's on YouTube, it might be down.
Aww. Okay, so, well, fuck.
Then it's time for Cyber Monday.
Anyway, I just want to say thank you. Thank you once again to everybody who did jump in on our Black Friday stuff and joined us for that stream. By the way, if you didn't see our big live stream that we did, like a 3-hour stream on the night of Black Friday, that's up on our archive channel now. So go check that out. It was great. We tried to, Derek, you weren't able to make it. You know, you might want to watch it and review carefully because, you know, we're trying to stay on the cutting edge.
Yeah.
Obviously, we want to see stylish and cool and what's kind of hip, you know. So we interviewed a high schooler.
We had a high schooler live in studio.
Yeah, it was cool.
A real life one, like not a cyber thing.
Who?
I don't know.
Just watch to find out.
I don't honestly. I don't know.
I do know he's in 10th grade though.
Yeah,
he's a 10th grader.
Sounds like bullshit.
Well, watch to find out.
I mean, we got footage.
Wasn't there?
Check the footage.
He said he liked Iron Maiden, Metallica. What? He's obviously
and he's a PC gamer.
10th grade, yeah, a 10th grader.
Was it one of you in costume?
No,
an actual 10th grader.
Derek, we don't. Derek, why would you think we half-assed that?
We learned like all the cool new shit.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
Mumble Raps out.
Who was it?
Yeah, Mumble Raps out, according to this high schooler that we interviewed that was not one of us.
We just said who was.
None of us here
play Warframe. High schooler in the 10th grade.
Was it a guy?
It was a guy. Yeah, he. We're using the pronoun he.
Are they local?
I think they were from San Diego.
No way of knowing.
Yeah, to find
out. He mentioned some city out in San Diego, I think it was a local city.
Don't give it all away. You gotta
check it out. Watch the stream.
So, yeah, check it out.
So, this person goes to like a local high school. Was it our high school?
No.
It's like the second.
Where'd you go?
West Hills.
No, I went to Helix. No,
you
didn't go there. No, you didn't go there.
Santan?
Hey, I wanted to also mention some people were asking about this. What happened at the end of the stream? Because it wasn't looking so good.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You danced too hard.
Yeah, I took care of business and I was fine.
Oh,
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'll leave it at that. I took care of business and I was fine.
Nice. A lot of ambiguity. Nice.
Did that have something to do with the high school student?
No.
He was gone by then?
You know what? It kind of did because the high school student put on the music to dance to.
Who encouraged me to dance. And I was... I got so sick. It was like, well, you know what, Frank? It was like when you did that fake skateboarding in that in the Denny's parking lot, and it made you puke.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened to me. I was so full, and I was like slam dancing, and it made me so sickly. I did the job,
yeah. but get this, he barfed while wearing a sweatshirt with him barfing on it. So
yeah.
Wrap your brain around that.
Meta.
So,
whoa.
Wow. Derek, I'm humbled by the true artistic.
The Skittles didn't make you too meta.
Gaga, you get that down?
You're looking at someone in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the record?
First to do something so crazy.
That's like the record?
Yeah.
That's literally what the record
is. Let me ask you, Mr.
They give a record
Smarty
to
Pants.
First people to do stuff?
We're gonna get
first person to do something
here.
That cool? Do you know anyone that's thrown up with a sweatshirt on that had their image throwing up on it?
Yeah.
Okay, name person.
You know
one.
Someone?
Andrew.
What the fuck?
You just made up a first name of an American.
Good WK.
Good night.
Fuck this.
What? Andrew WK.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Did it.
Where'd you go?
Sean, you threw your fucking
Sean,
head
where'd
off.
You go?
Dude, Sean, you can't see him at home. Sean cast off the wig and started furiously
Sean,
masturbating.
Sean, what are you doing?
Sean,
get out of here.
Dude. Oh, my God. Ew.
Sean, get off.
No.
Get off my nuts.
My nuts.